Blog Talk Radio.
I paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few.
To the end. We are the champions. You don't know if you don't pay attention to sports, if you don't watch TV, if you're hiding under a rock, or if you buried your head in the sand, the Washington Nationals are now the World Series champions. And I'm not even going to say of the world. That's kind of cocky. I mean, I'm sure if they played other teams in other countries, you know, then you could say, and they beat them in series, then you could say, hey, they're world champions. But my point, the whole reason of me saying all of this is they did it. There's not even, this is not what even the show is about, but they did it. Where did they start from? 1931. 1931, that was their record in May. And basically at that point, you know, that's like being, if you want to do compare and contrast in football, American football, it's like being, I want to say 4-4, 2-4, not even 4-4 because that's 500. Let's just say 2-4 in football. Season's basically over. It's not completely over. But nobody thinks you're going to go to the Super Bowl and win it. So that's the amazing thing with this year's Washington Nationals. And I just like to try to parallel those things with life. If this is your first time listening, this is TC's Lounge. It's been real with Will and Chill with TC. It's been rehab. It's been a lot of things. But right now I'm going with TC's Lounge, and this is where I just talk about mostly things I just want to inspire people in a way like I inspire myself. But anyway, back to the point. Nationals are champions, and then I'm paralleling that with life. How you wanted to get a home. It didn't happen. You wanted to have a kid. It didn't happen. You wanted to lose those 10 pounds before you went on vacation. It didn't happen. You wanted that promotion. It didn't happen. I can keep going. All those things that you wanted so bad, that your goals that you set so many times over, it didn't happen. And this Washington Nationals team showed, they're saying, like, I'm not making this up. Like I said, if you've been under a rock, if you've been hiding somewhere, if you don't even like baseball or sports, you listen to it. They're saying it's been stay in the fight. All season. They didn't just make this up when the playoffs came away. All season long, stay in the fight. Battle on, battle on, battle on. And using fight as an example, think of boxing. Never seen boxing? People to go, you know, stand up and throw the fist, throw, have fisticuffs, as they used to say. They battle back and forth. And then you may get, in boxing, you may get knocked down on the ground, over with. And then personally, as people that don't box, has never boxed before, you ever been punched in the nose? You know how it feels to be punched in the nose? Well, I know how it feels to get punched in the nose. You ever just ran into something that made you feel off guard, that made you feel off balance? And you're just like, what am I gonna do? And you just kind of, like, I just sniffle, right? Now, you know, because I don't feel well. But I better get up and go to work tomorrow. See what I'm saying? You have to keep fighting it, every single aspect. You get hit in the nose, you feel all dazed, you don't know what to do, but you got to stand up and keep going. That's what this team did, and that's what life is to me. Having everything you think about, no matter how many times you've been disappointed, how many times you fail, quote unquote, that's all just words, and it really doesn't mean much. It just, you have to, you think you fail because you compare yourself to other people, and it's not true. That's not how it works. But anyway, you think you failed, you set out a goal, you don't reach your goal, people telling you you're a failure. People tell you you're not supposed to make it. People tell you you're not supposed to be there. It's amazing. It's everything. That's exactly what I'm explaining, or how I feel people can treat each other in a way when it comes to their expectations on how you're supposed to be or what you're supposed to do with your life. If you're supposed to be a winner, or if you're supposed to be a loser. If you're supposed to have that kid, or are you ready to for that business that you're starting? Just got to stay in the fight. Every day, in and out, left and right. That's basically what it is. And that's what the Nationals did all year long. Every time they were down, I could spew off the stats. The biggest stat I can think of is 19, and what was it? I forgot it now. 19-39, something like that. I'm just thinking about how they were down, they were beat. Forget 2-4 in football. How about 2-6 in football? See how that works? How about you were supposed to lose 10 pounds and you end up gaining 20, but then they say you're too big, you can't lose that weight, and then you lost that weight, or you still haven't done it, and you got to keep swinging, keep fighting. That's it. You keep wanting to, like me in this podcast, if I'm being brutally honest, I love doing this, but you wouldn't think so because maybe I do it once a month, maybe once every 2 months. I keep saying, what's the point? Why am I doing it? But I enjoy doing it, and it doesn't matter what the reason is of doing it. You just keep doing it because that's what you want to do. They kept playing baseball because they kept wanting to play and win. They never gave up on each other. They never gave up on the team. They never gave up on the season. And they fought all the way to the quote-unquote championship. But that's not even quote-unquote. They won the championship. And that would be, when I say quote-unquote, I mean, your championship. What's your championship? Where are you trying to go? What do you want to do? I'm the same way. I want to keep doing these podcasts. Every time I take a time off or take a break, I just keep swinging. Keep fighting. Keep swinging. Keep talking. Keep coming up with ideas. Keep going. That's it. Never just get to a point where you go, oh, I lost. It's over. It's over when you're in the ground, when you're 6 feet deep, 10 feet deep, whatever. however, I don't know how far. I don't even think about it. Because when it happens, I'm not going to see it coming anyway, right? So, yeah. Just fight. No matter what you want to do. What do you want to do? The question is, what do you want to do? Me? I want to do this podcast. I mean, I do want to coach as well. Things that I want to do, I haven't done. But guess what? You take that want to, and no matter how many times you miss doing it, I'm tired after work. I don't feel like it. I'm not motivated anymore. It's not what I should be doing. It's not making me any money. Forget all of that and keep fighting. No matter what you tell yourself, what matter what other people tell you, you can keep pushing towards your goal or whatever it is. And I'm, like I said, I basically talk to myself and I talk to you all. And once you do that, you could be a champion too. And whatever you define your championship in, because it doesn't have to be sports related. It could be anything, any avenue you want to go in. You writing, artist, you draw. You've been drawing and trying to finish that portrait for however long. Just think anything. That's why I keep going on and on about it. Anything you want to do, it can be done if you keep swinging. If you get knocked down and dazed and discombobulated, stand up for the 10 count like they do in boxing. Do what the Nationals did. It's all it takes. Keep up the fight. I mean, you can lose family members. People can die. Several people in a row, you can get divorced. You can lose all your money. That's a great possibility. Then what? You go, oh, nope, you're broke. You're nothing. You hear about so-and-so and their money? You see how they lost all their money? They're nobody now. They're broke. I want nothing to do with them. Just keep fighting. Keep swinging. Whatever it takes to get you back on your feet. Because that's what I'm going to keep. You may not hear from me for another month, but you will hear from me again. Lord willing. So, until then, be a champion.
I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. And everything that goes.